This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Winter Storm Asher will bear down on northeast Wisconsin today. 4 to 7 inches of snow is expected in the area, with heavier amounts in the lakeshore counties. As winter sets in, snow and ice can turn sidewalks, driveways, and parking lots into hazardous zones. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more on ways to stay safe when it's icy.
Slip and fall injuries are among the most common winter-related accidents, often leading to serious consequences like fractures, sprains, or head injuries.
So you want to make sure you've got some good quality footwear on or some good traction with your footwear so that you make sure when you're making contact with the ground, starting from your feet down, you've got good tread, non-slip soles, something that's pretty stable and secure on your feet.
That's Caitlin Eichmann, a physical therapist at Aspyrus. She says the first line of defense is keeping pathways clear of snow and ice. Shovel walkways promptly. And for added safety, apply ice melting products like rock salt or sand to improve traction.
So we typically encourage patients to make your base of support a little wider. So think of your feet like penguin feet. You want to turn them outward a little bit and take short steps.
And slopes and stairs can be particularly dangerous for individuals with limited mobility.
So you want to make sure you move slowly, look where you're going. Use a hand railing when you can or the railing on your car. You want to also try and keep your arms free. So don't try and get out of, step onto a curb that's at an angle with your arms full of all your grocery bags.
And winter hazards don't stop at the doorstep. Melted snow and water tracked inside can create slippery floors. So be sure to put down absorbent mats at all entrances and use boot trays to catch excess water.
New information in the Madison school shooting, from the names of the victims to a man say police was planning an attack of his own. Madison Bureau Chief Savannah Tomei Olson continues our coverage.
The Dane County Medical Examiner's Office released the names of the two people shot and killed at Abundant Life Christian School. They are 14-year-old Ruby Vergara and 42-year-old Michelle West. The report says they died of, quote, homicidal firearm-related trauma, end quote. Ruby's family chose to publicly post her obituary. They wrote that she was a big reader and played keyboard in the family band and loved to sing. She has a brother and had a special bond with her pets, cat Ginger and dog Coco. Meanwhile, West was a long-term substitute teacher at Abundant Life Christian School and also has kids who go there. And more new information. Two people shot are still in the hospital fighting for their lives. We've learned the other four who are expected to recover are now home. Meanwhile, a California judge has ordered a man who was allegedly talking to the shooter and planning an attack of his own to surrender his weapons. Court documents show the FBI served a 20-year-old man in Carlsbad, California, with a gun violence restraining order. According to the documents, the man was texting with the shooter and told her he would arm himself with guns and explosives to target a government building. Now, this gun violence restraining order is a civil issue, not a criminal one. We often call these red flag laws. They allow law enforcement to temporarily seize the weapons of someone who's been deemed a threat to themselves or to others. California has red flag laws. Wisconsin does not. And here at home, Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes says the shooter had two handguns, but only used one of them. He says federal authorities are tracing both firearms. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
State Democratic lawmakers and law enforcement officials from the state want to regulate ghost guns in Wisconsin. The action comes after a ghost gun was believed to have been used in the fatal New York City shooting of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Senate Minority Leader Dianne Hesselbein says she intends to reintroduce legislation to ban the untraceable homemade firearms without serial numbers. Hesselbein's proposal was originally presented after four people were injured when authorities said a ghost gun was used in a 2018 workplace shooting at a Dane County technology company. In addition to the requested budget increase, the Wisconsin Public Defender's Office is asking the state to add limits to some criminal charges to reduce how often they're filed. According to their proposal, the Wisconsin Department of Administration wants a more concise definition of criminal disorderly conduct and wants to do away with state criminal charges for marijuana possession. Officials with the state public defenders say the changes could save their agency as much as $8 million in 2027 with significantly reduced caseloads. On Broadway has transformed downtown Green Bay into a holiday destination with the Christkindl Market, a traditional German-style holiday street market. Mary Rohde is the Vice President of Marketing and Communications and says it brings food, shopping, carolers, and programming.
Obviously, Santa has come and stopped, and he'll be back December 21st to get those last-minute gift requests from folks. But we have just a lot of really great programming and then also some workshops. So people want to DIY some gifts.
The Christkindl Market is Fridays from 4 till 9 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 till 3 downtown near Red Sculpture
Park. I'm Lisa
Park.
Hale, 97.9 WGBW News.
For news anytime, log on to WGBW.FM.
The Pack is back in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After an extra day off, the Packers are back at work, getting ready to host the Saints on Monday Night Football. Linebacker Quay Walker expected to be out a while with an ankle injury. Rookie linebacker Edrin Cooper named NFC Defensive Player of the Week after his performance Sunday night in Seattle. Matt LaFleur.
You know, he's a really talented guy. He did a great job. And I mean, on that screen play where they hit Jackson Smith Jigba out the backfield, that was just an elite play by somebody that has elite athleticism.
NBA, the Bucks in Cleveland tomorrow night against the Cavaliers. College basketball, Marquette with a win in their first Big East game of the season, beating Butler 80-70. Marquette now 10-2, ranked ninth in the nation. Head coach Shaka Smart.
You know, somebody told me after the game, they said, well, we'll take that one. They've obviously never played or coached. Like, this no Big East game is like, we'll take it. We have a level of gratitude that we were able to do what it took to win. You know, Butler's a dangerous team that's had some good wins on this season. Obviously beat us last year here. And I thought the way our guys handled adversity was way better this time around. And that's what allowed us to win.
That's Marquette Shaka Smart. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Week 51 at the domestic box office has some great films opening this weekend and a little something for everyone. Starting off with movies you can take your kids to, Sonic the Hedgehog 3 hits theaters featuring the voices of Jim Carrey and Keanu Reeves. The third installment of the franchise is pulling in 88% on Rotten Tomatoes and the film is rated PG. The new Lion King film Mufasa also opens in wide release and is also rated PG. It is pulling a barely fresh rating of 60% on Rotten Tomatoes. The Fire Inside tells the story of a Flint, Michigan native and the first woman to win a gold medal at the Olympics in boxing. The film is crushing on Rotten Tomatoes with a 94% favorable rating from critics. If you're in the mood for creepy, check out Nosferatu, which is reviewing incredibly well and hits theaters on December 25th. The other big flick that hits theaters on Christmas Day includes A Complete Unknown, the Bob Dylan biopic starring Timothy Chalamet. Let's go to the movies. Variety reports that the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has announced the shortlist for the Oscars in 10 categories. Emilia Perez led the way with 6 nominations, and Wicked came in second with 4. Voting to determine the actual nominations will take place January 8th, with nominations being announced January 17th. The 97th Oscars ceremony will air March 2nd of this coming year. Superscribe Taylor Sheridan has received criticism for his role of Travis on Yellowstone. The show's creator has come under fire on social media, with fans saying that they thought it was lame that he wrote himself onto the show and made Bella Hadid his girlfriend, calling it totally unnecessary. Just for the record, folks, Taylor Sheridan has written himself onto other shows as well, including Lioness and 1883. Maybe he's just created so many shows, he's running out of actors. Fans of Peaky Blinders, who are anxiously awaiting the feature film, will be happy to know that principal photography is done. The film is called The Immortal Man, and Cillian Murphy is back in the lead role as Tommy Shelby. Peaky Blinders is the story of post-World War I gangsters in Birmingham. The show ran for 6 seasons between 2013 and 2022 on the BBC and Netflix. Fans of the 28 Days franchise will be happy to know that 28 Days Later will finally be available to stream. The film has been curiously absent from streaming platforms, which is not good for people who want to catch up before the release of 28 Years Later. The second installment, 28 Weeks Later, is available to stream, but Danny Boyle's first film of the franchise has been offline since early 2024 after being purchased by Sony. The film is now available to stream as of December 18th. 28 Years Later is set to hit theaters in June of 2025. For more showbiz fun, Tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have snow on the way. It'll start mid-morning, continuing through today into tonight, into tomorrow morning, with 6 to 10 inches of accumulation possible by the time it winds down tomorrow morning. Our high today, 30. Tonight, there could be some wind and blowing snow, 24. Conditions will improve tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.